The Lessons of History by Will and Ariel Durant, read by Grover Gardner, with exclusive interviews with the Durants at the end of each chapter and an introduction by editor John Little.
Despite its brevity, Will and Ariel Durant's book, The Lessons of History, is in many respects their magnum opus. While The Story of Civilization, with its 10,000 pages of concentrated lore, is rich in lessons, sometimes, like a great painting, one can get so caught up in the colors and texture of the detail that one often loses sight of the overall patterns. The Lessons of History is the philosophy of history painted in the large, with bold and immediately recognizable strokes of insight, understanding, and real-world reality and application. For those earnestly seeking answers to many of life's most perplexing questions, from racial issues to human nature to why we fight, they will find within these recordings cogent counsel indeed. It contains the Durant's view of history as perhaps the most vital form of philosophy, dealing not with conjecture, the oughts and hypotheses of human nature and behavior, but rather with realities and data derived from how we as a species have behaved over the last 6,000 or so years. Durant lectured on this topic fairly extensively throughout his life, and, after the publication of Lessons of History, both he and his wife were often asked for elaborations on certain key themes and lessons that they noted in their book. Fortunately, some of these expositions were recorded, and where applicable, these recordings and dialogues have been included after the appropriate section, allowing the Durants to have a further say and hand in how their legacies and teachings are being presented, interpreted, and perpetuated. Premiering with this new audio edition of The Lessons of History are two never-before-published essays written by Will Durant. The first was originally a radio address given on November 18, 1945, in Chicago, entitled Invitation to History. It is the best single-essay presentation of his master thesis of history as a form of philosophy. The second is Today in the Light of History, crafted in the mid-1970s, in which the resolution on some problems of our present time is turned up a little higher, so that Americans might have some insight into the problems that continue to plague us as a nation, although they also apply to other Western countries as well. Welcome, then, to history as the greatest lesson in self-knowledge that we possess, and the most reliable path to understanding the present and anticipating the problems of the future.
Preface. This postlude needs little preface. After finishing The Story of Civilization to 1789, we reread the 10 volumes with a view to issuing a revised edition that would correct many errors of omission, fact, or print. In that process, we made note of events and comments that might illuminate present affairs, future probabilities, the nature of man, and the conduct of states. We tried to defer our conclusions until we had completed our survey of the narrative, but doubtless our preformed opinions influenced our selection of illustrative material. The following essay is the result. It repeats many ideas that we, or others before us, have already expressed. Our aim is not originality, but inclusiveness. We offer a survey of human experience, not a personal revelation. Here, as so often in the past, we must gratefully acknowledge the help and counsel given us by our daughter Ethel. Will and Ariel Durant. Chapter 1. Hesitations. As his studies come to a close, the historian faces the challenge. Of what use have your studies been? Have you found in your work only the amusement of recounting the rise and fall of nations and ideas, and retelling sad stories of the death of kings? Have you learned more about human nature than the man in the street can learn without so much as opening a book? Have you derived from history any illumination of our present condition, any guidance for our judgments and policies?